John, how does that feel? 3 points at home. It feels like it's been a little bit of a while, but is everyone quite relieved in there that you got the job done in the end?
I think we are, yeah. I mean, it was a tough game, especially when they went down to 10 men, because they just went very compact and tried to hit us on the counter-attack, which it means that we need to be braver on the ball. And I think we did that second half. We got on the ball, we passed it wide, got into good areas, and just towards the end of it, we got the goal. So it's a good one. So glad to get on the score sheet again.
Never quite the straightforward job, is it, when a sending off happens? Everyone thinks 11 against 10, it should be quite easy, this.
Yeah, that's what you seem to think, but usually when you play against 10 men, people seem to work a bit harder if they're not, and they come a lot more compact, so it's harder to break them down. And I think that second half we did a better job of what we did towards the end of the first half, but as I said, delighted to get the goal and the win at the end of the day.
Yeah, when it came late on, when you were running through, were you thinking, here we go?
Well, I was saying to myself that I knew I'd get a chance in this game. I said, it's whether I take it or not, and then I took it, so it was a good one. So as I said, delighted to get another goal and the win for the team.
You see the keeper coming. As soon as you had your first touch, did you see him coming? Did you think he might get there?
Well, I thought my touch took me a bit too far towards him. I just thought, I need to get something on this. So I just toe-poked it underneath him, and it was to see it go through his legs was brilliant. And then the celebrations as well.
You'll know all about battling Alex Baptiste, won't you? Probably did it most days last season.
Yeah, we did it a lot in training, and he's a good defender. You know what you're going to get from him. And it was good to see him. But as I said, delighted to get the win at the end of the day.
Are things looking a lot better at this moment? I know there was the 4-game losing streak, and not that much was made of it due to the fact that you hardly had any players to pick at that time.
Yeah, it was a strange one. I think no one's ever seen the injuries in one position really as much as what we did. So it was a difficult one at the time. But as I said, that's what the squad's there for. It's to be used, and it's to be people who might not be in and around it will suddenly be playing. So it's one of them ones where everyone's got to be ready, and I think we were. Unfortunately, the results weren't the best for us, but as I said, in the end, we had the players coming back, and we knew the quality was coming back, so it was just a matter of time, really.
It's too early for everyone to get excited about the league table, but it must be quite nice to be looking the right way again now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, as I said, that little blip, everyone's going to have them during the season, especially in the Championship. It's a tough, demanding league, and I think that now we've got, hopefully, ours out the way now, we go progress up the league now.
And when you look at the home form here, it's been 5 home games without a win, and some of the teams that you played against, people might have expected you to have beaten them. The expectation that goes with the start of the season you had, did you feel that this one against a team who'd not won it away since February, you had to try and get a win?
I think it was a matter of carrying on our form of previous. I mean, to get 4 points away on a long trip to Bristol City and then Norwich in the same week was a tough one. And I think to then come here, we knew that we had to get a result. And I think everyone worked hard enough to do that. And I think getting that goal just summed it up when everyone was celebrating at the end.
Did you get a chance to look at the sending off incident? Did you have a good view of it in the first half?
No, I didn't really have a good view. I just seen Tom Clark on the floor, and that's someone that you don't really want to be seeing in a heap on the floor. I mean, he's just come back after his long time out. Luckily, he's okay, but as I said, on another day, it might not have been. But as I said, I didn't have a good view of it, so I don't know what happened. As I said, I just saw Tom on the floor.
I bet you didn't see Alex Baptiste sent off either, did you?
I did, but I don't know what went on, so it was another one. It was a bit strange towards the end of the game. I think tensions just boiled over. I think they, obviously, us getting the goal late on would have just killed the morale for them, and I think it was just a bit of a kick in the teeth, and frustrations boil over in football. You see it all the time. I mean, I've done it in the past. I've got carried away with the game, and it takes over you, so it's just one of those things.
Just a final one, when you've spent all that time trying to find the goal, and then very late on they have a shot, and you've got a goalkeeper like Chris Maxwell who makes the save he did from Robinson. That was some save.
Yeah, it was, and I think that's what we've come to expect from Chris. He's a very, very good goalkeeper, and I think you look at the games that we've played and he's pulled off some very good saves in them games. So, as I said, credit to him. When he's there, he's needed, and I think he's done very well.